Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're currently doing the chapter on being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. We find that the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually like an ocean in a teacup. In other words, so voluminous, so full of meaning and so full of richness that it is so much and encapsulated in just a few words. If one has to unpack it and look at it and study it, he'll find so much of beautiful meanings in simple words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was one of the miracles of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, that he was Jawami'ul Kalim. Jawami'ul Kalim means that he would speak very little. Very little he would speak. He'd say a few words, but it had a lot of meaning, very, very rich. And today you find opposite. You find the opposite generally, whether it's politicians or others, entertainers. A lot is being said, very flowery language, but when you dissect it and you look to see what really has been said, nothing full of meaning. It is just more words of entertainment, of thrill, etc. On the other hand, the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was just a few words, but full and full of meanings. So this was the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we'll see one such hadith. And Abi Dharrin Jundub ni Junada wa Abi Abdul Rahman Mu'adh ibn Jabalin radiyallahu anhuma عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اتق الله حيثما كنت واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن رواه الترمذي. حضرت أبو ذر جندب بن جنادة رضي الله عنه and حضرت معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه, two great Sahaba. Actually, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was advising Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu towards the latter part of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had dispatched Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu to Yemen. Now sending his friend away, sending his sati away to Yemen, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam gave him some advices. And from amongst the advices are these advices that we will see here. So these were like parting advices Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him, because he appointed him the governor of Yemen. Now you're going to go there, and I'm giving you these advices. And such simple advices as we will see. The first advice Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him is ittaqillaha haythuma kunta. That fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are. Fear Allah wherever you are. Such a simple advice. Whether you are in an aeroplane and you think nobody can see you, fear Allah. You're in a submarine below the ocean, you think nobody can see you, fear Allah. You're in the darkness of the night, in a concealed area, fear Allah. Wherever you may be, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, build a barrier between yourself and those things that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put a retaining wall between yourself and anything that will make Allah ta'ala dishappy, unhappy. That is called taqwa. Fearing Allah is meaning build a wiqaya, build a barrier between yourself and those things that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was is the first part of the hadith. اتق الله حيثما كنت. And the next thing, واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها. And follow up an evil deed with a good deed. It may happen that you'll make a mistake, you'll slip, you'll do some evil deed, you'll do something wrong, but follow that up with a good deed. Don't just leave it there and stop and lose hope and despair, or don't just do it and think nothing of it. Make it a point of doing some good deed after you do a evil deed. And the third part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And interact kindly with people, treat people with good akhlaq. Whoever you are dealing with, treat them with good akhlaq. So three advices. First is, fear Allah ta'ala wherever you are. One is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing is, if you happen to commit a sin, follow it up with a good deed. And this will apply to both the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights of people. And the last part of the hadith got to do with the rights of people. Treat people. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Treat people with good character, good akhlaq. Ulama explained what is meant by treating people with good akhlaq, good character. One is have a smiling countenance, have a nice pleasant face. Don't always be pulled up. Smile at people, make people feel happy, cheer with them, be good with them as far as your akhlaq, your character, your outward character is concerned, number one. Number two is save people from any type of evil that you may have. We all got evil, we all got some sin in us, we all got some type of evil. Save people from any type of harm that may come from you. Harm from your tongue, harm from your hands, harm in whichever way you may commit. save people from any type of harm from you, and generally save people from harm, number two. Number three is how you should, or good character, what it entails, is that a person is always assisting people in whichever way he can. So one is he's saving people from harm, the next is going out of his way to assist people in whichever way he can. And the fourth thing that ulama explain as far as good character is concerned is a person, he makes it such that he propagates good, he encourages good. So not only he is doing good, but wherever he can propagate and encourage good, he is making it a point of encouraging good. So one is he is doing goodness himself, and the other he is propagating goodness. He is teaching the children how to be, have good akhlaq, good manners, wherever he is, with his family, with his staff. He is teaching them that you'll also be good. And he's encouraging and he's being a motivation to see that they can also go. A simple example is if a person is giving out some hampers, I'm giving a simple example. Now he gets his children to help him, he gets his friends, he gets the musallis involved. So everyone is getting involved in some type of goodness. Or sometimes a person may be going to assist somebody, going to visit a sick person. Now one is he can go himself, one is he sees one musalli, one friend. You know what, I'm going to visit such and such a sick person. You're going to join me. So he's propagating goodness also. So he's making it a point of encouraging others to join him in doing goodness, and he's encouraging good. So these are the four things that generally make up good akhlaq. Now look in one small hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam covered so many things. The rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following up a sin by doing something good, and then taking all the rights of people into account, in just three short advices. Can you imagine the beauty of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.